You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Robin Kahukiwa of Ngāti Parau, Te Aitanga a Hoiti, Ngāti Hau, Ngāti Konohi, Te Whānau a Rua Taupare and Te Whānau a Te Alta Warirangi descent is an internationally acclaimed artist whose work explores heritage, identity and rangatiratanga of Māori. The kaupapa of her work ranges from exploring ideas surrounding colonisation, dispossession, motherhood, well-being, whakapapa and tikanga Māori. Her newest exhibition, Tua Wahine, at Season Gallery, centres images of wahine Māori, emphasising mana wahine and mana Māori motuhake. I spoke to co-curator of Season, Frances McFonnell, about the exhibition and Kahukiwa's practice. And it's been said about Robin Kahukiwa that the discovery of her whakapapa was a catalyst to her becoming the artist we know her as today. Could you speak a little bit about the kaupapa of Kahukiwa's practice?
Certainly. Robin speaks about her practice as being for Māori people as her primary audience. And from very early on, she produced images that reflected Māori experiences in New Zealand. Some of her earliest works exhibited publicly in the 1970s looked at families in the environment, sitting in the land. I think of a work like Environmental Product from 1974, and was making work that was looking at live issues then. But she was still on her journey of connecting with her whakapapa at that time. And it wasn't really until the mid-80s that process of reconnecting with her whakapapa te Ngāti Porou was sort of deepened through trips to Te Tairāwhiti. And from that point, the nature of her practice shifted a little bit, and the kind of process of really deepening her commitment to political activism deepened more and more. And over the years since that kind of 1980s period, the practice has become more and more directed towards addressing issues of vital importance to Māori, looking at issues that are challenging, but also celebrating the strengths of Māori in answer to those challenges.
What is it about Kahukiwa's work that you are personally drawn to?
I think, well, there are lots of things. One of the aspects of the practice that I find really compelling is its deep coherence. It tells lots of different stories, it explores lots of different issues and positions, but there's always the sense that it's kind of communicating one great vision. And it's a vision that is questioning and critiquing, but also celebrating. So, you know, in fact, as I just sort of said, it's got this quality of looking at challenges, but also celebrating strengths. And I feel as though that's something that a lot of people who are drawn to her work identify. They see her as a truth teller, but also as someone who is able to point to all of the points of resilience, endurance and strengths that are within the narratives, figures, individuals and other kind of phenomena that she explores in her work.
Could you talk a bit about the curation process for Kahukiwa's current exhibition at Season, Tua Wahine?
Certainly. So Robin curates her own shows in the sense that she makes her works always kind of with the show outcome in mind, and it's another one of those kind of characteristics of her work through the years, is that you can kind of see her actively working in series, grouping together works thematically, looking at different political issues, or in the case of this show, it's sort of a group of five works that are addressing the current political moment, although of course the roots of that are extending back in time, and also a body of work called the Mana Wahine series. And, you know, the sort of shape of the show as people experience it when they come to the gallery is very much a sort of outgrowth of what Robin's produced, and we've sort of essentially just taken what she's made and created an environment that we hope supports kind of journey through the show as she's kind of conceived it.
Yeah, beautiful. Would you be able to talk a little bit more about some of those key themes in Tua Wahine? What can people expect with this show?
Certainly. So as you kind of enter the gallery, there's a group of works that are making reference to the treaty. So there's a work with Toi Tiri Te Waitangi, which was actually first exhibited just down the road at Tafiao Art Salon, which is a gallery space run by artist Tracy Tafiao. And then a series of works that address mana Māori motuhake and have those words inscribed across the surface of the canvas. So they're advocating Māori sovereignty, which is a theme of long-standing importance for Robin, and essentially speaking back to the political moment we find ourselves in. It seems very appropriate to be having this conversation today after the actions all around the country yesterday in support of Te Tiriti and against policies that would seek to erode that document and Māori wellbeing more broadly. There are also works that make reference to Moana Jackson, one work that makes reference to Moana Jackson, which is called Brave. It's a particularly beautiful work growing on a, sort of developing on a series that Robin produced in 2022, and paying homage to Moana as an important legal scholar and advocate for Māori. And then the Manawahine series is a really beautiful, quite sort of poetic series, really, that has wahine situated out of doors in sort of brilliant open spaces, and it explores different values and roles that wahine Māori have. Also, I suspect, speaks to lots of women who come through the gallery, because so many of the themes that are in the works are themes that extend beyond the Māori experience.
And Nigel Burrell's Toi Tu Toi Ora Māori Contemporary Art was a landmark survey show at the Auckland Art Gallery in 2020. Do you think that it has increased mainstream interest and awareness of senior artists such as Kahukiwa's work in the marketplace?
I think that big exhibition gestures like Nigel's show, like Toi Tu Toi Ora, have a major effect in shaping the kind of public perception of art in general. And so, you know, when we look at the kind of landscape of exhibition making, I think so many shows have been kind of nurtured by that example, and it's sort of given different curators and institutions all around the country kind of courage to create further platforms for senior Māori artists. At the same time, I think there's a sort of current that's been in process for quite a long time now. It comes in fits and bursts, and it's not always, you know, nothing is guaranteed in this world, but there does seem to be a sort of shift in some of our public spaces towards ensuring that a plurality of voices is able to be platformed within our arts institutions, but also kind of recognising the centrality of Māori art and Māori artists. And again, not something that you ever want to take for granted, but I do think that there is a kind of a gradual but sure kind of movement in the direction of ensuring that these heroes of our art world, like Robin and Selwyn Muru and Ralph Hortiri, and, you know, the list goes on, consistently being exhibited with the same kind of concerted attention that once upon a time was kind of the preserve of Rita Angus and Colin McCann. Doesn't mean that those artists aren't getting attention, they're still getting plenty of it, but it's just that I do think there has been a recalibration that's gone, actually, maybe our attention has been in the wrong place for too long. I like to hope that that's the case. We welcome everybody to come down to the gallery and come and explore and experience this beautiful show. Robin's turns 86 in September, and it's a real gift to have an artist who is still at the height of her powers, producing such powerful work, and it really is made for people to come and see. So, yeah, just encourage everybody to head along to Greylin and come and experience it.
That was Frances McFonnell speaking to me about Robin Kahukiwa's exhibition Tua Wahine, which is on now at Season Gallery until the 29th of June.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.